This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It can be really hard for people in this economy to get out of poverty. A whole bunch of reasons for that, as we've been reporting over the years. The same thing is generally true, but in a different kind of way, for a lot of the neighborhoods that people on the low end of the income spectrum live in. Those neighborhoods often don't get the investments that are needed to attract new people to live there and new jobs for those people to have. Community development groups, nonprofits that build and finance affordable housing, have been trying to do something about it for decades without a whole lot of luck. Until now, maybe. From Boston, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
68-year-olds Terry England and her husband Joseph have lived in Chelsea for more than four decades. The location drew them in. Close enough for the working couple to get to and from their jobs, right across the harbor from Boston. But for years, their neighborhood, about eight square blocks, stood out for all the wrong reasons. Abandoned cinder block ramshackle factories at the bottom of the hill, overcrowded multifamily homes at the top. In the middle, a garbage dump.
People would go by in their cars and throw whatever, anything.
An illegal garbage dump in this working poor neighborhood. But in 2006, things began to change. Developers built affordable apartments. In 2010, they converted a historic factory into market-rate lofts that back then went for about $1,400 and today run nearly $1,800. The area even got named the Box District. But the neighborhood still was stuck, says Maggie Superchurch from the Conservation Law Foundation. Improved, but to people outside, still rough around the edges.
It's really not enough to move the market to the point where investment is available and conventionally used, and where the perception is that this place is like any other place.
This is a problem that has stumped community developers for decades. But two local nonprofits think they've hit on something. They've created a private equity fund.
We're trying to foster and promote that you can make a reasonable return and have a positive impact in these neighborhoods.
That's Joe Flatley, who runs the Massachusetts Housing Investment Corporation. Since 2013, his group, working with the Conservation Law Foundation, has raised $22 million from investors like philanthropists, socially minded banks, and a hospital, the Boston Medical Center, for residential and commercial projects around Boston. Their secret? Minimize risk. The Healthy Neighborhood Equity Fund takes money from philanthropists, people less concerned about profit, and bundles that with money from the other investors. If the fund underperforms, philanthropists take the hit first, making the investment less risky for everybody else. But still, it's a gamble, says Flatley, so they pick their spots carefully.
Places that you can walk, where you're accessible to transit, where there's places to shop for food.
And because the fund's goal is to create stable mixed-income communities, they look for affordable housing that's well-run and has buy-in from current residents. That describes the Box District. In 2015, the fund invested in the construction of an apartment building with 96 units, most of them market rate.
We love it here.
20-somethings Flavia Wilson Jansen and her husband, both working professionals, recently moved from Minneapolis into a one-bedroom here. That costs about $16.50 a month.
I can walk down the street with my dog and go to the park, and there's kids everywhere. You know, like, it does feel like more of like a community.
The fund has taken another step to draw in private capital to these neighborhoods. It's focusing on health, not the doctor and healthcare clinic kind. Dr. Megan Sandel, one of the investors with the Boston Medical Center, says a more expansive definition.
You can walk at night safely, that you can be able to afford the food in your neighborhood, that you can potentially have a job or be near a job. Those are things that aren't typically thought of as health, and yet we know they are the keys to being healthy.
The fund plans to issue report cards after 5 and 10 years, tracking whether rates of chronic disease and mental health have improved with the investment. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.